Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Let's talk about the game plan today, John.
Mm-hmm.
Today and really tomorrow are some of the best days on the sports calendar. Wall to wall, 3-4 games going at a time, buzzer beaters, Cinderella stories, season on the line. These are the days, and we wonder, are you guys taking work off today, tomorrow, especially tomorrow with Michigan playing so late tonight? If you're going to work, do you have any tricks, ways to kind of sneak in the college basketball watching? Do you have a boss that's cool or a boss that you have to navigate? Let us know. And John, you brought up a great point. Like, vacation is so precious.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this isn't Europe where you get 2 months. You know, you get 2 weeks and you got to be strategic.
You get 2 months in Europe?
Well, there's plenty of Europeans that get like way more vacation than we do. But most people get your standard 2 weeks here. So do you burn days for March Madness? How do you tell your wife, hey, I don't want to use vacation days for this and not one of those trips?
Yeah, I think this is very life specific. And it is in a case of, let's just say you, right? You are married.
Yeah.
But you have no kids. Mm-hmm. And you have, first of all, you tell us when you're going to be taking vacation.
Demand it.
There's just different variables. If you've only got 2 weeks and you want to take a family vacation around the 4th of July or around Christmas or spring break, those are three times already built in that you may want to take time with the family. You're already going to have to decide which of those three times, if that's, you know, where you want to take your vacation time, when you're not, or when you want to maximize automatic days off, like Christmas Day or New Year's Day or, you know, whatever it might be.
You take a Friday around those or a Thursday around those. Yeah.
Then you got Labor Day, Memorial Day. Do you take a Friday before and make it a long weekend with the family? So, yeah, you burn up those days quickly. But maybe you've been doing this since you've been an adult.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden you're married. I'll throw a kid in there. And a wife says, we need to take your 2 weeks or my 2 weeks as well. She's working as well. And we need to join these up so that we could, you know, go on vacation together, do something together.
Yeah. Well, you see why people end up not using vacation days, but
is that what happened in the Costa house last year?
Sore throat.
Yes. Jim, you are not taking that day off. You're not going to burn a vacation day.
Hey, tricks of the trade. We wonder what you guys are doing. The other sly move, and this is a real winning move as a parent. You dropped your kid off at school today. Dentist appointment. They got to come home.
Oh.
You call them out. You surprise them. Oh, didn't you forget?
Got to get your braces tightened up a little bit.
Yeah, or you got a doctor's appointment.
Oh, put kids off school. Like, you just call them out and just say, I'm picking up my kid. What for? He's got an appointment. They don't ask what the appointment is for.
My point is it's a savvy move.
Yeah,
then you're the hero. You're the parent that brought the kid home, and we're watching basketball today.
Yeah,
that's
cool
awesome.
Dad.
Dad points.
Yeah. Today's
today's a great day to earn cool dad points or cool mom points. 248-539-9797. Tricks of the trade, game plan. What are we doing with some of the best sports viewing days of the year ahead of us today and tomorrow? Yeah, John, I was looking it up. In Europe, apparently 4 weeks is standard vacation.
Wow.
But we're not in Europe. Most people get 2 weeks, and you got to be strategic, especially if you have family vacations. Mm-hmm. You're going up north this summer.
Other things you might be considering.
Other people in your life you have to consider. Can you burn a vacation day today, or more importantly, tomorrow? Tomorrow's the day to do it. Michigan plays late tonight. You get wall-to-wall college hoops, opening round of the tournament. John, these are...
Or can you split them? Can you take a day and a half? You're off at noon today.
Well, maybe. These are some of the best sports viewing days of the year, right?
Yeah, because it's going to be basketball all day long. And they're not going to necessarily be team or schools that you're going to recognize, but
all the
you
better.
Don't want to miss the moment, right? The Cade Cunningham last night, but it's going to happen throughout the course of today and tomorrow.
There's only a few days I think you could justify taking off from work, right? Like Tigers opening day, I could see a lot of people do
sure.
that, right? I think Thursday, Friday, opening weekend of the March Madness, that might be the list, right?
Yeah, and I'm curious with, employers. Somebody calls in sick today. Do you raise an eyebrow? Do you have to show a doctor's note? Or do you just take them at their word, yeah, they're sick? Or do you just eye roll, okay, work in the system?
But people have their strategies for this stuff. Sometimes it's the sick day. Sometimes it's, you've read about it. Guys get their vasectomies right around March
sure.
Madness. They
yeah.
time it up for
uh-huh.
this.
Yeah. Oh, I'm it's a medical reason. Got to be off.
Sorry.
Have to be laid up on the couch.
A surgical procedure.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Unable to come to work today.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know. What are you guys doing? Josh in Clawson, you're on 97.1.
Hey, fellas. Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How you doing? How are the main streets of Clawson today?
Yes, sir. Yep. So currently taking my dog Hutch to get neutered, like as we speak. So I had this PTO day planned for a while. Just so happens, beginning of the week, buddies hit me up. Hey, let's go to BOGO Thursdays at B-Dubs. So it looks like I'll spend my whole day waiting for him to get out at B-Dubs watching basketball. But as
is that him growling?
We have, yeah, there's a person walking by. My apologies.
Oh, I was going to say,
as
yeah. Did you tell him before? Is he just finding out now?
Yeah, right, exactly. We have a place on Torch Lake, and I have a... Every January 1st, that PTO refreshes. I get that whole 4th of July week off for Torch. And, being 28 now, when you're a kid, you don't think about that. But if you're not strategic with your PTO, you can really do some damage in your plans for the year.
Yes. Got to have that that strategy for the 365.
Yes, sir. You guys have a good day.
Oh, thanks, man. Josh.
He's getting Hutch neutered.
There's a joke in there I'm not going to make.
It did sound like his dog was just learning the fact that he was going to get neutered.
Wait,
today.
What's happening?
Yeah.
Today, tomorrow, Tigers opening day.
Has it changed, though, with the ability to stream? It, 10 years ago, I wasn't doing it 10 years ago. Maybe somebody was. Maybe you had the internet connection. You had the ability to do it. But now, with a lot of people, quote unquote, pulling the plug, you can stream, even if you didn't. Your cable service usually offers an app, and you can get it on your phone. Are you going to set the phone or your iPad or your device, whatever it is, at your workstation and be able to watch the games while you are multitasking?
Yeah, and I wonder, are some employers cooler than others? Are some like, hey, I know you're going to keep an eye on it. I know you got a dual monitor set up. You're going to throw the game up on one of the screens. But I need you working on stuff on the other one. I'm not going to make your life miserable. Don't make my life miserable. That would be if you had a cool employer. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have a boss who's I'm going to make an example of this. We're going to be productive today. Everybody's going to put in their work today. You got to sneak...
Yeah, you get the extra screen, and as soon as the boss
I was in Excel the whole time.
Yeah. Uh-huh, yeah. Oh, wait, I didn't turn the audio off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You got the call, the buzzer beater in the background. 248-539-9797. Some ticket texters. Texter says, another day that you want to take off. Mandatory day to take off. Opening day of gun season, November 15th.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
These add up quick.
Got to take into account.
A texter says, UPS driver here, 5 weeks vacation. We max out at 7. I'm going to watch all the basketball I want.
Wow.
That's a good deal.
Probably
right there.
If you're
seniority.
Yeah, UPS driver, you're getting your time off now because around the holidays, you're working overtime.
Yeah.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With all the commercials and very few multiple games at the same time, why waste a vacation day on the NCAA tournament? This person's saying it's overrated.
Or are you working the system? Will your boss allow you, like, hey, call in for your son or your daughter, hey, I got to pick them up for an appointment. Are you taking just an afternoon off? Do you only have to spend one day, afternoon today, afternoon, because they're not going to start till noon.
No. Yeah. Yeah. First game's what, Louisville, Creighton?
Yeah.
And then away we go. Mm-hmm. But there's multiple games going at the same time. Is this guy crazy? Like, once we settle in and we get into one of those windows where you've got three and even four games going, it's absolutely worth it. There's nothing like it. Like, I love Tigers opening day. That's one game. And some years the weather cooperates. I've already started to look ahead. I'm hoping it cooperates this year. But some years you're in a blizzard. Some years you're freezing. You got to wear a hat and gloves. It's sure you're outside and it's the sign of spring. You have none of that issue with today and tomorrow. You're in the couch. You're in the man cave. You got your food. You've got three, four screens. It very rarely disappoints. You're going to get a couple buzzer beaters today. We're going to learn about some school, like in the past, Fairleigh Dickinson. We're going to learn about St. Peter's. We're going to learn about somebody that we've never heard of before. And then we're going to learn about how they have like 300 students and how their gymnasium chairs fold. Like they don't have like proper bleachers. We're going to learn about some tiny school that captures the nation this week.
They have those walls that are like 10 feet from the baseline with the exit door right there.
Yes. We're going to learn about some. This is a fun time of year, and I do think it's one of those days you should take off if you have a little extra time.
Notable alumni. My favorite part of the campus profile of teams.
Yeah. If you're only taking one day off, though, tomorrow's got to be the day.
Yeah, not today.
Not today, because if, like locally, Michigan State doesn't play till tomorrow. Today, it's Michigan, and they don't start till 10. So if you're going to be up till midnight, how productive are you actually going to be tomorrow anyway?
The move is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Make it a 3-day weekend. Watch the night games tonight with no guilt, no alarm in the morning, and away you go.
And it gives you more time to find True TV. What? Where is this?
Free preview week.
See, this is one of the benefits to someone who doesn't have cable and just streams, because the games are just right there and you click on them. I don't have to go cycling through the channels.
Yeah, or you click on sports and they all come up. Yeah.
What do we got? Chris in Oxford. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Heather. I don't know if she's there. I just tuned in. I take today and tomorrow off, as does my ex-wife and my son. We always go to the B-Dubs and watch the games.
All right.
It's tradition.
That's tradition. There you go.
And we do it. We're there by 12 o'clock to watch the 12:15 game. And it does stink that both Michigan and Michigan State play at 10 o'clock tomorrow, today and tomorrow, but we'll make it through.
So do you watch the games with your ex-wife?
Yes.
Okay. You guys are still cool.
We are.
Okay, good. Good for you.
Get along.
Yeah.
That makes life a lot
good
easier.
For you, yeah. Mm-hmm. How old's your son?
It does. 31.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, yeah, so you don't have to call him out of school.
Well, we might have to. His wife, she's in clinicals.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah. Well, Chris, appreciate the phone call.
Enjoy the
game. Enjoy the day. Yeah. You got it done right. You got your tradition. Oh, I cut him off. I think he's going to
say go
blue,
green?
I think. Oh.
There's a police siren in there. Fight the ticket, Chris.
That's right. That's right.
Texas says going to Vegas 35 years for March Madness, 10 plus years with high school buddies, and now our adult sons. That's a fun tradition.
Yeah. Oh, so is Mike and Rico, are they there today?
They are not there today.
I thought that was...
This is the first year in a while. No, they normally do. This is the first year in a while they're not out there.
Why not?
They're not going in the big swimming pool and cannonball.
Not swimming along with Stoney?
What's he doing? His American Eagles lost last night.
I know. He's sad this morning. Just all that travel just to see him lose.
Was he there?
No, I doubt it.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. But
in the stands with his class of...
But they were playing a tournament game.
They were. Okay, what do
Thank
you guys...
Thank you for admitting that.
You're good. I don't give you enough credit, John.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knick's Menswear, your friend in style.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.